You're listening to www.killradio.org, myspace.com, and CNotes Radio. Welcome home to the revolution. You've hit the street, and Marilyn, this is for you.
Though I'm missing you, so fast. How could it be that our sweet memories would be all that we have left? And now that you're gone, every day I go on, but life's just not the same. I'm so empty inside, and my tears I can't hide. But I'll try to face the pain. Though I'm missing you,
it getting better? Or do you feel the same? Will it make it easier on you now? You got someone to blame. You say one love, one life,
one life,
one need, the night. One love,
one love,
get to share it.
Ooh.
Leaves you, darling. You don't care.
Disappoint you or leave a bad taste in your mouth? You act like you never had the, and you want me to go without. Well, it's too late tonight to drag the past out into the light.
Discriminate only generates hate, and when you hate, then you're bound to get outraged. Madness is what you demonstrate, and that's exactly how anger works and operates. Man, you gotta have love just to set it straight. Take control of your mind and meditate. Let your soul gravitate to the love, y'all.
People
y'all.
Killing, people dying, children hurt and you hear them crying. Can you practice what you preach, and would you turn the other cheek? Father, 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 help us, send some guidance from above. These people got me questioning. Where is the love?
Where is the love? Where is the love?
Where is the love? The love, the love.
It just ain't the same. Always new change. New days are strange. Is the world insane? If love and peace is so strong, why are the pieces of love that don't belong? Nations dropping bombs, chemical gases filling lungs of little ones with ongoing suffering. As the youth are young, so ask yourself, is the loving really gone? So I could ask myself, really what is going wrong in this world that we living in? People keep on giving in, making wrong decisions, only visions of them dividends. Not respecting each other, denying thy brother. A war's going on, but the reason's undercover. The truth is kept secret, it's swept under the rug. If you never know truth, then you never know love. What's the love, y'all? Come on.
I don't know.
Where's the truth, y'all? Come on.
I don't know.
Where's the love, y'all?
People killing, people dying, children hurt and you hear them crying. Can you practice what you preach, and would you turn the other cheek? Father, 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 help us, send some guidance from above.
The world on my shoulder. As I'm getting older, your people get colder. Most of us only care about money making. Selfishness got us following the wrong direction. Wrong information always shown by the media. Negative images is the main criteria. Infecting the young minds faster than bacteria. Kids wanna act like what they see in the cinema. Yeah. Whatever happened to the values of humanity? Whatever happened to the fairness and equality? Instead of spreading love, we're spreading animosity. Lack of understanding leading us away from unity. That's the reason why sometimes I'm feeling under. That's the reason why sometimes I'm feeling down. It's no wonder why sometimes I'm feeling under. Gotta keep my faith alive till love is found. Now ask yourself,
where is the love? Where is the love? Where is the love?
Father, 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 help us, and some guidance from above. These people got me questioning, where is the love?
Sing with me, y'all.
One word, one word.
We only got
one word, one word.
That's all we got.
One word, one word.
And something's wrong with it, yeah. Something's wrong with it,
yeah.
Something's wrong with the good word, word, yeah. We only got
one word, one word.
That's all we got, one word.
About the people going under.
Oh, my child.
Survive, oh, unless we get a little crazy.
I'm not crazy. In a world full of people, only someone to fly is I'm not crazy.
Listening to www.killradio.org, myspace.com, and CNotes Radio. You're listening to Curtis Mayfield right now. We've got to have peace. And this set that we started off things with is dedicated to my friend, my sister, my comadre, and fellow poet Marilyn Murphy, who passed away back in February. And she died from lung cancer. And I guess I'm getting at that age where I'm going to start having to, I guess, deal with this on an increasing level, you know, but that's about me. And I guess, yeah, I don't like the concept of loss. I don't think I ever did. may be a part of things, or maybe it's not a part of things. I don't know. And maybe it's about time to accept that. However, about Marilyn, she was more than just a poet. She had dedicated her life and her work towards the furthering of peace. And it was evident not only in her actions, but also in her work with at-risk youth. It was certainly evident in her poetry, and we have a memorial for Marilyn that's going on at Beyond Baroque on March 18th at 2 p.m. There's going to be another memorial for Marilyn over at the World Stage, and that's going to be on Wednesday, the 21st. And if you don't know Marilyn, and if you're in the L.A. area, these are both excellent opportunities to get to know the type of person that she was. At Beyond Baroque on the 18th, there will be a documentary of which she has been included in some footage. And that will be part of it. There will also be, I believe, maybe readings from her book, Under Peace Rising. Also, some readings of pieces that are dedicated to her. So it promises to be a very fulfilling afternoon if you can make it down there. It's at Beyond Baroque, which is on Venice, near Lincoln. I'll be able to get you an address in, hopefully, in the next break. I'll do that for you, okay? And also at the World Stage. And again, I just rushed in here, and I'm not prepared or anything. So I got... I'm going to get some addresses for you in the next break. So, let's run down what we played here so far. We had Seal with Crazy that we played in the set. And before that, we had the Black Eyed Peas with Where Is the Love. Mary J. Blige and U2 were before that with One. And Chaka Khan covered Marvin Gaye's What's Going On before that. And we started off this tributary piece to Marilyn with Gladys Knight, Tamaya, and Chaka Khan with Missing You. And as for me, my name's James Maverick, and I am glad that you're here. I'm going to probably do a little New Orleans vibe today. And when I say New Orleans, it's not going to be New Orleans in genre, but more like New Orleans in spirit, as I will honor Marilyn today. Also, as she has died of lung cancer, it drives the nail of loss a little bit harder to me, because she is not the first person close to me that I have lost to lung cancer. There's also been a good friend of mine, Marcia, who I used to work for when I was with a company called Windswept Pacific. And there's also my grandmother, who died from lung cancer due to exposure from secondhand smoke. So... I guess I'm going to be in a bit of a mission here. I am going to not only update you on the tributes to Marilyn, but also during the breaks, I will give you some tips and pointers on how to avoid cancer and how to detect it early and get treatment early, which is the best way to beat it if you got it, okay? So, you've hit the street, 622 Soul Street. My name is James Maverick. I'm glad you're here. If this is your first time listening to the program, I'm going to be spinning some gospel, hip-hop, R&B from today as well as back in the day. So, it's going to hopefully keep you warm, because the world is cold.
The good of the land.
And when I say kick it New Orleans style, it's going to be kind of like a walk through Jackson Square. We're going to do it real nice and slow and nice and easy in the first half. And afterward, we're going to party it up a little bit, okay? And there's always those sad feelings. There's always that mourning. When the procession goes to the funeral, but afterward there's always a celebration of life. And I'm going to see what I can do to emulate that in this program, okay? So once again, you've hit the street. My name's James Maverick. Feel free to give me a call if you like. Phone number here is 213-252-0998. Got some Louis Armstrong and Donny Hathaway playing in the next set. So stick around. Thanks for being here, all right?
Of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue. Clouds of white, the bright blessed day, the dark sacred night, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. The colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky, also on the faces of people going by. I see friends shaking hands, saying, how do you do? They're really saying, I love you. I hear babies cry. I watch them grow. They're like much more. And I never knew, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. Yes, I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
To who knows where, who knows where, but I am strong enough to carry him.
ain't heavy. He's my brother. So on we go. His welfare is my concern. No burden is he. Too bad. We'll get back. For I know he will not encumber me. He ain't heavy. He's my brother. If I'm laden at all, I'm laden with sadness. Everyone's heart is not filled with gladness of love for one another. Said it's a long. I said it's a long. Hey, it's a long hard road from which there is no return. While we're on our way to there, why not share heaven. He's my brother.
for me.
Yeah. She was his second daughter, a father's pride and joy, somebody's mother, brother, best friend, sister, lover. Maybe an A1 student running, hiding, taking cover. The women gather crying, tears that fill a million oceans. It doesn't matter where you're living. The women gather crying, tears that fill a million oceans. People say, not in this neighborhood. It doesn't happen here. Our kids have everything. What do we have to fear? But what about the ones who say this happens every day? Drugs and violence take our children. How much more death can come our way? The women gather crying, tears that fill a million oceans. It doesn't matter where you're living. The women gather crying, tears that fill a million oceans. Don't you know? Some bullets find their targets. Bombs can take you right on cue. Some in the hands of babies or officials and their crew. Claim the brother had a gun. She fit the profile in my book. Running, hiding, taking cover. Didn't take the time to look. Somebody's mother, brother, best friend, sister, lover. The women gather crying tears that fill a million oceans. It doesn't matter where you're living. The women gather crying tears that fill a million oceans. It doesn't matter where you're living. The women gather crying tears that fill a million oceans. It doesn't matter where you're living. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter where you're living.
You just don't go through with it. You say you know the way to go, and I should follow. But all of your empty promises leave me hollow. And oh, how do I trust you? To me repeatedly, and oh, how do I have faith in you when you just don't come through like you said you could? Oh, say, can you see? You'll say that I'm wrong, and there'll be quiet consequences too. But I know my rights, babe. There'll be no law abridging the freedom of my speech or the right for me to petition for remedy of grievances. And I won't trust you.
Got some Jill Scott playing right here.
But you lied to me.
This is entitled My Petition. We also had Sweet Honey in the Rock with The Women Gather. And we also had Lisa McClendon before that with Grace, Grace, Grace. The Seven Sons of Soul were before that with Amazing Grace. And we had Donnie Hathaway. Oh, man. Every time I listen to this, it makes me cry. Donnie Hathaway with He Ain't Heavy. He's my brother. And we started things off with Louis Armstrong with a little backup by Kenny G there. And what a wonderful world. And my name's James Maverick. You're listening to killradio.org as well as myspace.com and CNotes Radio. I'm celebrating the passing of a good friend. A friend of mine who I have lost to lung cancer. It's death and loss are just, oh man. I wish there was some way I can say it without sounding trite, but the tragedy and the trauma of losing someone to me is, it's hard to deal with. At least in my frame of reference. So what I'm doing right now is I'm going to be using the show right now to, I guess, do what I can to illuminate and elucidate and educate on ways to prevent cancer, as well as how to detect it and treat it early. So if you got it, you can beat it. I am looking right now at the American Cancer Society website, which has some valuable tips on cancer prevention. Basically, if you're smoking, find a way to stop. Basically, that's the long and the short of it, man. Smoking is the most preventable cause of death in our society. There are a lot of poisons and preservatives, and I mean, just in tobacco and what's used in preserving tobacco, and this is stuff that's being taken into your lungs. And you can also check that out by going to thetruth.com, which also gives you a primer, if you will, on the dangers of smoking. About tobacco and cancer. Tobacco's bad, period. I mean, it doesn't have to be something that is smoked or inhaled. There's also smokeless tobacco. There's cigars. It's really hard to kick the habit. But with stick-to-itiveness and a plan, it can be done. There are some people who have just an indomitable will and say, okay, I'm not doing this anymore. And God bless my great-grandmother, because at the age of 74... after she had broken a hip in a fall, she said, I'm not doing this anymore. And she stopped smoking, quit cold turkey right then and there. And and she was smoking since she was like 16. So that we're talking about what? 48 years, something like that. 58 years. A woman who smoked continuously for 58 years just up and quit. And never smoked again, and she lived for another 20 years afterward. So I'm not saying that everybody's like that, but definitely you got to kick the habit. There are so many programs and people who are out there and products that are out there that can assist you in quitting smoking. So by all means, take advantage of that. If you want a starting point, then, you know, you can certainly use January 1st. January 1st, when you're making your New Year's resolutions, is a great way to chart your progress there. If you're also going to chart your progress, you can also look at another date on the calendar, which is the date of the Great American Smokeout. And I'm looking it up right now to see exactly when that starts, okay? But it is every year, and again, it's a great jumping-off point to start, which is the day of the Great American Smokeout, and that is on November 18th. So, or you can use your birthday or your child's birthday to make that decision to stop smoking. and make your plan, stick to it. Also, another way to quit smoking, another way to prevent cancer is by just basically protecting yourself against sunlight radiation. Because ultraviolet radiation, it feels good. the sun feels good when it's on you. But over time, ultraviolet radiation causes premature aging. It causes eye damage. And, of course, it increases your risk of skin cancer. So before you expose yourself to the sun, get some sunblock. And something with a very high SPF factor. The higher the SPF factor, the greater the protection. So an SPF factor of 45 would be a lot better than one that is like only 15. So also, you might want to get like a nice little wide-brimmed hat or something to shield yourself from the sun's rays when you're going out, like, say, to the beach. And it looks kind of fashionable, too. You can also go to the American Cancer Society website, and you can take the sun safety quiz and see exactly what type of measures that you yourself are taking to prevent skin cancer. There's some more tips that I'd like to hip you up on with prevention and early detection, and I'm going to do that in the next break. In the meantime, I'm going to conclude my procession to the graveyard. By a nice slow piece here, and this is done by Stephanie Mills, and then we're going to be making our way back. We're going to be bringing it up a little bit, turning it up a notch, giving it a little flavor, having some fun with this, because again, on the way there, it's always a sad and solemn occasion, but on the way back, it's also a celebration of life, and I think that's an excellent way for us to move on. So again, I'm going to try to emulate that. I'm going to start that off right here with Stephanie Mills and Reach Out and Touch Someone's Hand here on killradio.org, myspace.com, and CNotes Radio. You've hit the street.
Reach out and touch somebody's hand. Make this world a better place if you can. Reach out and touch somebody's hand. Make this world a better place if you can. Take a little time out your busy day to give encouragement to someone who's lost the way. Or would I be talking to a stone if I asked you to share a problem that's not your own? We can change things if we start giving what do you reach out and touch somebody's hand. Make this world a better place
if you can, just try, reach out, touch, there's healing. Somebody, somebody, say, make this world a better place. If you care, just listen to me. If you see an old friend on the street and he's down, just remember his shoes can fit your feet.
Supposed to be.
Oh no,
we were meant to live in peace.
Right away. Wait, wait, wait. They gonna wanna hear some horns. Ah! Wait, 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 wait. You're doing it too cute. Don't do it cute. Come on.
Understand, do you? Hey, man, don't you realize in order for us to make this thing work, man, we've got to get rid of the pimps and the pushers and the prostitutes and then start all over again clean.
Hey, look, nobody's pushing me anyway, okay? I mean, not you, not the cops, nobody, man. I mean, you want to get rid of the pushers, I'll help you. But don't send your people after me.
Oh, come on, John. Can't you see that we can't get rid of one without getting rid of the other? We got to come down on both of them at the same time in order for this whole thing to work for the people.
Hey, look, nobody's closing me out of my business.
Brother, need your help. Now can't you see? All
kicking in my cherry tree. Don't wanna miss just a lot of my mistake. When I hear tell someone's been digging round in my cave, and I ain't gonna stand for this. Ain't gonna stand for things. And I ain't gonna stand for things. Now. And I ain't gonna stand for things. And I ain't gonna stand for things. I ain't gonna stand for things. Somebody say that somebody said somebody's shoes was under my bed. Don't wanna call nobody no bodily harm, but somebody's been rubbing on my good luck charm. I ain't gonna stand for things. I ain't gonna stand for things. I ain't gonna.
You've hit the street on www.killradio.org, myspace.com, and CNotes Radio.
This is the song we fell in love on right here. I know it's wrong.
I know, but it feels so good to me.
I'm really digging you, you know.
I'm digging you too. Can't you see it?
Yeah, but you know what Pastor says about being alone, you know.
Yeah, so maybe we shouldn't yield to temptation because yielding is sin, right?
You've hit the street, and this is James Maverick, DJ Shango, here on Kill Radio. And we had Stevie Wonder with I Ain't Gonna Stand For It.
If we were someday, we could be happy.
And before that, we had Willie Hutch with Brothers Gonna Work It Out. And Kirk Franklin with Brighter Day. Had the Sounds of Blackness with Time for Healing before that, and we started off the trip back with Stephanie Mills and Reach Out and Touch Somebody's Hand. We're doing this show in honor of a slamming poet, a great poet, a wonderful woman, and a good friend, Marilyn Murphy. We're going to have a couple of events to celebrate her passing and to celebrate her life. On March 18th, which is today, there is going to be one at Beyond Baroque. The address there is 681 Venice Boulevard in Venice, California. The phone number there is 310-822-3006. And once again, let me give you that address one more time. It's 681 Venice Boulevard in Venice, California. And again, the phone number there is 310-822-3006. There will also be a memorial for Marilyn over at the World Stage. And the World Stage is going to be at, I believe, 7 p.m. in Leimert Park at 4344 Degnan Boulevard in Los Angeles. Major cross streets in that area are Stocker and Crenshaw. So the phone number there, let me see if I can get a phone number there for you. Phone number there is 323-293-2451. I got Tonex and the Peculiar People happening right now.
Let me hear y'all sing it. What's that, Lala?
Oh, if I must talk to the fire.
And also in the last break, I mentioned some ways of preventing lung cancer as well as skin cancer. Another way of protecting yourself from cancer is to, very easy, very simple, just watch your diet. Don't get laden down on meat, for one thing. A lot of people say that you shouldn't have a serving of meat larger than a deck of cards. Well, yeah, I'm a little bit guilty of that because I use a tarot deck for my deck of cards for my serving of beef. And that's something I definitely need to cut down. Also, increase your intake of fruits and vegetables. They have a natural fiber that can naturally keep your body clean, okay? As a matter of fact, you should eat at least 5 servings of cancer-fighting fruits and vegetables every day. And this includes like little snacks like perhaps broccoli or carrots and apples. My favorite is a Fuji apple. I love Fuji apples. Things like that can help you fight cancer. Also, for more tips, again, go to the American Cancer Society website, and they'll even help you out by giving you some recipes, okay? You can try what they have as a crispy shrimp, a grilled turkey Reuben. These are really good dishes where you don't have to necessarily sacrifice, which I think is really cool. I mean, hey, I've got two of my first loves on this recipe thing, which is chocolate cheesecake, okay? Two of my first loves wrapped up in one, okay? So by all means, check out the American Cancer Society website, and that is cancer.org. Just, yeah, www.cancer.org. And if you do get it, early detection is key. Have regular screenings. And if it turns out that you do have cancer, your best defense in fighting it is your attitude. Okay? You never say, why me, when something good happens, so don't start when something bad happens, okay? It is what it is. It doesn't change you as a person. So, and again, it is traumatic, it is horrid, but it's a fight to be fought. And your main tool and your strongest weapon is your attitude, okay? So, of course, they're going to recommend chemotherapy, they'll recommend perhaps radiation therapy. They'll have a whole bunch of therapies for you, and you will have a wealth of information on how to fight this, but your main weapon is your attitude, okay? I have lost friends to cancer, and I've lost family to cancer. That is true, but I also have friends and family who have beaten cancer. And that is the common thread, the attitude, the never say die spirit, which I think is, to me, is admirable. I'm going to hit you up with a little bit of Parliament Funkadelic in this last set right here. And like I said, we're going to do it up for y'all here, okay? Right here, right now. On the street.
Tether him off, we gonna tether him off the mother sucker. Tether him off the sucker. Tether him off, we gonna tether him off the mother sucker. Tether him off the sucker. Tether him off, we gonna tether him off the mother sucker. Tether him off the sucker. Tether him off, we gonna tether him off the mother sucker. Tether him off the sucker.
You got a real type of thing going down.
We want the funk, us and we'll turn this mother out. Off we will. Off we will. Let us and we'll turn this mother out. Off we will.
Yeah.
As around the sun the earth knows she's revolving, and the rosebuds know to bloom in early May. Just as hate knows love's the cure, you can rest your mind for sure. I'll be loving you always.
As now can't reveal the mystery of tomorrow, but in passing we'll grow older every day. Just as all is born is new, do know what I say is true, that I'll be loving you always.
Until the rainbow burns the skies out in the sky.
We started things off with Parliament Funkadelic with, oh God, I forgot. Oh no. It was Give Up the Funk. And we also had Janet Jackson with New Agenda. That's it for me, James Maverick, DJ Shango. Also, one last reminder, there's a memorial for Marilyn Murphy at the Beyond Baroque at 681 Venice Boulevard, as well as Wednesday, March 21st at the World Stage, 4344 Degnan Boulevard, one block east of Crenshaw, and it's north of Vernon between 43rd Place and 43rd Street. I will see you next week, and until then, please, let's be good to each other, because we're all in this world together, and you cannot spell unity without you and I. Peace. Harambe.
Partner.